AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Takes over fake debates.
And we are live. SB Talk Sports. And Sean, it's your favorite time of the week.
SB and Sean, NFL picks of the week.
Yeah, Sean, it is that time of the week. It's SB and Sean, NFL picks of the week. Also, how you doing, brother, before we get into our picks?
Doing good, SB. Looking forward to week three of the NFL season. We're going to start to see, you know, some separation possibly. Yeah. And some teams try to, you know, make sure they're staying in the hunt in their division. So should be a good week, I believe.
And after 2 weeks of the process, we got to keep the pick of the week calendar chart right now. It is SB 1, Sean 1. So we are actually tapped. How does usually go? One of us going to run at some point. We'll see how it go. But if not, we'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got a couple key games, too. We got like four key games for this week, but we got to knock down the regular games first. Sean, what's first up on the list?
First up on the list, SB, Green Bay Packers at the Cleveland Browns. Green Bay -7.5 in this one.
Yeah, and for good reason, being -7.5, because you could definitely see possibly, it could be more, but I guess they're trying to keep it in line just in case the Browns defense make it tough for the Green Bay Packers. But I think this will be a masterclass performance for the Green Bay Packers defense. This would be one of the games I might have on watch where you might throw one of the rookies out there because Joe Flacco is going to be playing that bad. But we will, I say we still wait and see. But I got the Packers winning in dominating fashion. I think the Browns offense won't give nothing at all. Possibly not even score. So if you got a plan on anybody on the Browns scoring, I would not take that risk of picking anybody for a touchdown on that side of the ball. I would be, you know, I did the parlay, but I would be on Green Bay defense scoring. I think that's a game to watch for this one. But I got the Packers winning the landslide, probably about 10-plus points.
Yeah, I'm with you, SB. I think Green Bay wins this game. It's not because Cleveland's defense has played really, really solid football the first 2 weeks of the season. But again, it comes back to their offense and their offense just not being able to score enough. You know, Quishon Judkins, I think, will provide a boost to that offense in the running game. But I just think it comes down to just Cleveland just can't score enough in this game. So I'm taking, again, Packers as well, and I'm taking the Packers by 9.
Cool. What's next up on the list?
Next up on the list, an AFC South matchup. Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. The Colts are -4.5.
Colts are -4.5. The Colts have looked good. I ain't gonna lie, so far. The Titans show glimpse, but they would have got a rookie quarterback who's on his learning curve. It is in Tennessee. In Tennessee, I can see the Titans, they do for one. I just don't think it's gonna be this one. I still think it's going to be a learning curve. This is going to be your first – I think this is going to be the first game where we see flashes of Cam Ward where he actually looked nice. I know he had, like, a couple tough defenses first go around. The Colts defense ain't no slouch either. But in this situation, I'm still a little bit concerned with the Titans right now. I still feel like they're trying to figure everything out. The Colts are more team that's more advanced, more solidified. I can kind of trust them down the stretch to make plays. And honestly, Daniel Jones have been not looking that bad. I'm gonna get credit where credit's due. So I'm gonna take the Colts in this one.
Yeah, I think the Titans have played just in the first two games. Their first six quarters defensively were really, really solid, really, really good. But the last two quarters, particularly last week against the Rams, were not good. Again, I think they're asking a lot out of Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. And while they play,
he is number one pick, as you should, but you gotta ease in.
Right. And again, we always talk about the need to make sure, even with a rookie quarterback, whether they're the number one pick or the 235th pick, you have to give them complimentary an opportunity to play complimentary football. And I think that's where, you know, the Titans are trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. This is the Colts' first game on the road this season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they played the first two games at home. Won a very close one last week. Controversial, a little bit controversial against Denver. But I'm a firm believer in what the Colts are doing, particularly defensively. They're playing really, really solid defensive football. And again, I think the offense is complementing that really well. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a close game, but I'm going to take the Colts as well in Tennessee by 3.
Okay. What's next up on the list?
Next up on the list, we have Battle of the Backup Quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati Bengals at the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings are -2.5 in this one.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you one thing for sure. I'll be flicking through different games during time. This game is probably not going to get a second of my watch time. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably going to avoid. I might miss a defensive masterclass by the Minnesota Vikings. But that's what's going to be the main thing. That's going to be the component of this game, is that the better defense is going to win, because you can't ask too much out of a backup quarterback unless he just – one of these quarterbacks shockingly just do something outstanding. And I'm as a betting man, I'll probably take a chance at Carson Wentz to be the guy to do that, because he has played at an MVP caliber level before at the league. And then Minnesota didn't got Kirk Cousins paid. They got Sam Darnold paid. They made people who look washed look good. So I wouldn't be surprised if Carson Wentz looked like Philly Carson Wentz, especially against this Bengals defense. This Bengals defense, I don't expect nothing from. The offensive side is 50-50, but they mainly depend on Joe Burrow. So I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings. I'm taking a better defense.
Yeah, I'm with USB. I think this is a battle. Obviously, we're talking about battle of the backups, but we're talking about two of the better skill groups in the NFL. When you talk about the wide receiver rooms, probably the two best wide receivers in the NFL, when you talk about Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, respectively. I firmly believe that this game is going to come down to Minnesota's defense. Minnesota absolutely got shellacked last week by Atlanta. I think they have a bounce back game. I think Carson Wentz plays really, really well. Without Aaron Jones, I think you're going to see obviously a bit of emergence from Jordan Mason in that Vikings backfield as well. I think Jake Brown is going to play really solid football. I really do, because he's shown he can play really solid football. But it comes down to, again, to your point, which defense I trust, and Vikings at home. I'm leaning to the Vikings at home, like you. I'm taking the Vikings at home by 2.
All right.
Next game. Pittsburgh Steelers at the New England Patriots. The Steelers are -2.5 in this one.
I would say two teams for me that, like, one game looked good, and you see glimpse of what they can be, and then you also see why they are the way they are. This one is a tough pick for me, because the Patriots defense ain't no slouch. The Steelers defense isn't either. I think, honestly, it's easy to say it come down to whoever make the last play on offense. I just think whatever defense calls the most turnovers or the most havoc wins this game for me. And I want to lean to the Patriots so bad, but every time I usually pick the Patriots, they sell me. I'm going to go Pittsburgh to be safe. I'm trusting more them on the defensive side of the ball to actually get the job done and make Drake May's job a little bit hard, even though I know they're going to be mainly running the ball team too. So I think I can see the Steelers winning in the close one. And then if it comes down to like a late drive play, I think Aaron Rodgers will probably not get the job done. But this is I think the Patriots can win this game, but I'm gonna pick the Steelers. I'm so 50-50 on this, but the Patriots sell me too much, man. Every time I pick them, they end up losing. So I'm gonna pick the Steelers.
Yeah, this game for me, SB, has about as much appeal as a 7-day-old hot dog at a gas station.
Yeah, this might not get my watch time either.
Yeah, I may flip just because, you know, if it becomes intriguing. Drake May, you know, played really, really well last week down in Miami. I thought the offense obviously played really well. Miami not being a great team, but they played really well. Pull out a road win. Steelers defense is a massive concern for me, though, first 2 weeks of the season.
Which is true, but I would still trust them.
You know, and again, you know, we always could hang our hat on if the Steelers are going to do nothing, they're going to run the football, they're going to play defense. And they haven't really done either to start the season, 1-1. I'm taking the Steelers as well. I think they – mostly because I think their next 4 weeks – are very winnable games.
Yes.
This is a very winnable game. If they lose this game in New England, though, I'm going to say they're going to be – the concern meter for me is going to go up really high with this team. They're asking a lot out of a 40-plus-year-old quarterback if they can't run the football and they can't play defense. They've got to figure it out. I think Mike Tomlin and that coaching staff will figure it out. I'm taking the Steelers on the road by 2. Next game, New York Jets at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers -6.5.
This is a very, very favorable, very easy game to judge. I'm definitely taking the Buccaneers. I think the Jets defense, I was going to cap. I don't expect that for the Jets. I think it's going to be a walk down easy win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
First, Tyrod Taylor started for the Jets with an injured Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. Tyrod obviously brings great veteran experience. Tyrod can play. This game to me comes down to Bucks have some injuries on their offensive line. The Jets defensive line, they've invested a lot in their defensive line. Mm-hmm. Obviously, can they take advantage of some of the injuries on the Bucks defense on Bucks offensive line?
No.
I'm going to say they have a couple moments, but I think, again, home opener for Tampa, I'm leaning towards the Buccaneers in this one, but I do think it's going to be a close game, not because the Jets are great, because they're not, but just because the elements come into play, you know, the heat, things of that nature, and I think the Jets will manage to keep it competitive, but I'm taking the Bucs as well. In this one, I got the Bucks at home by 5.
Okay.
Next game, Las Vegas Raiders at the Washington Commanders. The Commanders are -2.5. Marcus Mariota will be starting for the Washington Commanders.
Oh my God, man. I can't fix myself to say it. I can't fix myself to pick them. And I know they finna win. I don't trust Marcus Mariota. I know they finna win. Right. I'm picking the Raiders. Even though I know people had concerns, expect more for Geno. Pete Carroll going and that defense is gonna be solid. Geno's gonna be solid. And then I know that last game, people forget Brock Bowers has been dinged up. And then they got a rookie running back. He's still learning. Then the defense, they still putting it together. The Raiders are going to be fine. I got the Raiders winning this game. I can't trust Marcus Mariota and to beat the Raiders. So I'm picking the Raiders. Come on, man. I didn't want to pick them, but yeah. The Raiders going to win, Sean.
Concerned me in this game. Washington's offensive line has not been very good to start the season. Obviously, no Jaden Daniels. Marcus Mariota playing behind a very inconsistent offensive line. I think Max Crosby can have a real effect on this game. The Raiders did not play offensively anyway the game they wanted to play on Monday Night Football against the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I like to believe they're going to be better offensively, but I think it starts with can they get more production from their run game? Yeah. I don't want Geno to be a gunslinger, And again, I thought they, even though the game was really dominated by the Chargers, I thought the Raiders defense played really solid.
They played solid.
You know, I know Quentin Johnson there were a couple of big plays and things, but I think the Raiders have to win this game. It's just set up for the Raiders. I know you hope they lose, obviously, a divisional opponent, but I'm taking the Raiders as well. I just the Marcus Mariota factor. Again, Marcus Mariota, veteran quarterback. I think he'll play okay. But the Commanders' offensive line concerns me. Their inability to run the football concerns me. I think this game is just, you know, set up for the Raiders to win. So I'm taking the Raiders by 3. Next game, NFC South matchup, Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers. The Falcons are 5.5-point favorites.
For obvious reasons. And this again.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
And that I know it's going to be one-sided, but I might actually kind of tune in a little bit. I actually like watching both of these teams. Atlanta has been looking outstanding, and you see they're going to get to some point where they're going to turn the curve and even be better. You see it from both sides of the ball with this team and this Atlanta Falcons. If it's not this year, to years to come, this team is going to be a team that's going to be a problem. Carolina Panthers, like I said, we just happy to see them do it good. That's how I look when I see the Carolina Panthers. I got some concerns with a couple wide receivers and them on their offensive side of the ball. But I got Atlanta win. I think this should be an easy win for Atlanta. I think Atlanta defense is going to make it tough for that young Panthers offense. And I think the defense really going to get the job done. And then also, you might see a masterclass of a performance from Michael Penix, too, with passing the ball. But I got Atlanta winning this one easy, too. I think this was the easy pick.
Yeah, I think the thing we've been saying for the last umpteen years about the Atlanta Falcons is when the Atlanta Falcons find a pass rush, watch out. And they found a pass rush. Mm-hmm. They look great on Sunday Night Football against that Minnesota, you know, Vikings team. And I do believe they will do a lot of that will translate in Carolina. I'm not sure what Carolina offensively is doing. They're not running the football. They're playing out of holes. If they get down in a hole against this Atlanta team, which I think is very likely, it's long night for the young Bryce. So I'm going to take Atlanta as well in Carolina by 9. And again, I think, you know, people will look at, you know, the Atlanta offense last week. The Atlanta offense played really well in week one. I think they'll play more to that that strength and those strengths in week one, have more balance in week three, and they'll win in Carolina. So I'm taking Falcons by 9 in Carolina. Next game, Houston Texans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars, 1.5-point favorites.
The Jaguars are winning there?
Yep, Jaguars minus 1.5.
CJ Stroud hurt or something?
No. No.
I get the Texans are 0-2. I get the offensive line ain't look as good. Is Joe Mixon going to be back?
No. We may not see Joe Mixon this season. I'm being honest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Still the same concerns I have with the Texans. The O-line. Y'all protect CJ Stroud. Y'all making his job very hard to do. That I'm not going to lie. Jaguars is 50-50. They show glimpse. I get the Texans on too. I got them getting back on the board. This is the week to get back on the board. But if they do not protect CJ Stroud, it's going to be a long night. Also, the Texans defense is going to have to be gritty enough to make the game hard for Trevor Lawrence. If they got to get to the quarterback. If they do that, I got the Texans win this game. But if the Texans lose this game and the same concerns is still glimpsing, I'm going to have a lot of questions that we're going to talk about on Monday about this team. I'm gonna take the Texans. I'm gonna roll my boy CJ. I'm gonna take.
You mentioned SB. The Texans offensive line is not played well.
Atrocious.
CJ Stroud has not played well. I'm not ready to jump off the CJ Stroud train. I think he's still an incredibly talented football player and quarterback, but I wonder how much of his concerns about what's going on in front of him are factoring into how he's playing. Jacksonville, obviously, you know, had a comeback, lost a comeback game last week in Cincinnati. I'm taking the Texans on the strength of I think their defense is going to play really well. Their defense has played really well the first 2 weeks of the season. Even though, again, they are 0-2.
But they lost a close one, the last one. They lost a close one the last one.
It was basically a game they probably shouldn't have lost, if we're being honest. But, you know, it is what it is. I think they're angry. I think they're upset. I think they go out into Jacksonville and try to manhandle that Jacksonville offense. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking Houston as well in Jacksonville by 3. Next game, New Orleans Saints at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are 7.5-point favorites.
Sean, you can be honest with it about it. Your Saints not trying to win games. I mean, it's glaringly obvious. Like, they're trying to do little stuff here. Like, oh, okay, we got to, but y'all not trying to win games. I mean, y'all not going to make it that obvious and go 0-16, but y'all not trying to win no games. I got the Seahawks winning. I don't want to even say a dominant fashion, but this is if the offense, because it didn't really been, it ain't wowed me yet, but yet the Seahawks offense, if this is the game where you pose, get your offense settled in and this is time where y'all take off, this would be the team to do it against. So I'm going to take the Seahawks winning this game only because I believe your Saints don't want to win. They're going to make it look close, but I don't think your Saints want to win, Sean. If I were open saying that, Sean, I don't think your Saints want to win. I think you'd be tanking out this season.
I don't use the T word, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Sinking. It's sinking. The ship is sinking.
I'm inclined here to think it's going to be a close game. Not because the Saints are great, because obviously we know that's not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. I'm inclined to believe it's going to be a close game because Seattle's going to be playing on a short week, because they got to go to Arizona on Thursday Night Football. Are they going to just kind of try to coast through this game to come out, you know, with a win and get to 2-1? I'm taking the Seahawks at home. I think it's going to be loud. I think it's going to be a lot. This is the Saints' first road game of the season going out to the West Coast. I'm taking the Seahawks by 6. Again, I don't think it's going to be a game they're going to try to dominate, but I think ultimately Seattle will just find a way to win and get out of there so they can get ready for Thursday Night Football in Arizona. So I'm taking the Seahawks by 6.
All right, Seahawks by 6. I like that, wasn't it?
Next game. This is an interesting game for me because it's Dallas Cowboys at the Chicago Bears. Dallas, 1.5-point favorites.
It's at Chicago. I will be watching this game only because the Bears are playing, unfortunately. This is a matter of – this is a game where the Bears' offense can get established. Also, this is a game where the Cowboys can get established, I would say, defensively more for me, because – you have to find your identity at some point since Michael Parsons is gone. And I know everybody's like, oh, they played the Eagles. They just had a good game against the Giants. You gave up almost 40 points to the Giants with Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback. This is the game for the Dallas Cowboys where you need to establish a defensive identity against somebody who's everybody praises is a great offensive schemer in Ben Johnson. The Bears have been concerned, but it showed Bears have shown flashes of being good, and it goes downhill at the end of the game. For the Bears side of the ball, this is where you – this is one of the games where if you win, then you can get established footing only because of the team name. If this was like – if this was the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm saying if they name was the Jacksonville Jaguars, they win, it wouldn't really mean as much. It's just going to hold more weight because you beat the Dallas Cowboys. That's it. Because I'm not too high on this Dallas Cowboys team in general. But this is where the Chicago Bears need to establish themselves as a team, as a win, as a new head coach. You don't want to start 0-3. Then you got a couple tough games right after this against the Raiders and the Commanders. And then they got a gimme game against the Saints. Caleb Williams, this is the – if Russell Wilson can put up 37, you should be able to put up 40. This is the game where you pose a show – why are you a generational talent? Ben Johnson, this is where you're supposed to show you wanted a great offensive guru. This is the game to show it. I'm taking the Bears, winning this game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, though, but I got the Bears winning this game. They can't afford to go 0-3.
This is a very difficult game for me to pick. I think both offenses will put up points.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas' defense last week looked horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense looked worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Matt Eberflus return game. Obviously, that's one of the storylines in the game. How much of Ben Johnson's institutional knowledge of that Eberflus defense will factor in, mm-hmm. I think will be interesting because obviously he played against that Eberflus defense in Detroit as the offensive coordinator. You mentioned Caleb Williams. For me, this needs to be a game where the Bears figure out how to run the football and take some of the pressure off of Caleb Williams, get the play action game going. I think it's going to be an entertaining game because it's going to be up and down the field.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
On Dallas' side of the football, again, Bears have the 32nd ranked pass defense. No Jalen Johnson. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens should both eat really well. I'm only taking the Bears because the Bears are at home. I'm taking the Bears for that one. But this game scares me. Because I don't know. Neither of these defenses have anything where I say, okay, they can lean on that. And they haven't shown that the first 2 weeks of the season, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's gonna come down to the offenses. I'm just taking the Bears at home because I think the Bears got to win a home game, and they got to win a game this season at some point. I'm taking the Bears by one, but again, it's not a confident pick.
I'm mad at you.
Last game before the key matchups, Sunday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs at the New York Giants. The Kansas City Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites.
This week three is more about getting yourself together. And that's what I'm noticing. This is going to be the storyline. It's like establishing your foundation. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, after going 0-2, I feel sorry for the Giants because they're going to try to send a very good message against the Giants. Now, let me say this. If this game is somehow close, Sean, and the Giants had like a chance to win, and it was like always go down to the wire, it's another team that we're going to have a conversation with on Monday about. I'm taking the Chiefs, but the Chiefs defense won. I want to see something better from defense. The offensive line got to be better. Also, the glaring just like little mistakes that they've been making. Also, there's another team I would think probably be on wide receiver watch because I know Rice coming back, where we come at injuries, but they need something. Because the problem with the Chiefs to me, and it's sad to say, well, it's not sad. It's a good thing because of their division rivals. They do feel like it's Patrick Mahomes a bust. That's how they play. And it seems like they're for both sides. Like, defense, it don't seem like defense, like, yeah, we could go out here and make a play, make the job easier. And like, they just go out there and play, we make a mistake. Oh, we got Patrick Mahomes. He'll make it something happen. Oh, we're in the run game. The run game ain't really going. Oh, we got Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes save us. I mean, I hope they say like this because, you know, my team can win a division. But my football man says, like, if they don't change, it could be – I'm just very bold to say this early. But if the Chiefs don't establish together, Sean, I have them on watch to miss the playoffs. If they continue to play like this, they would not be in a playoff, Sean. I'm going to take the Chiefs because it's against the Giants. And this is the game back that's going to get everybody back praising the Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes probably going to put up like 3 touchdowns this game. So, yep, I'm going Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs as well, SB. Two things that really stand out for me in this game. One, does anybody expect the Giants offense to put up the performance they put up last week in Dallas this week? No.
I'll be shocked.
Interesting thing is Chiefs all time have never won a game against the Giants in New Jersey. So
really?
No. Yeah. Like 0-7, I believe, all time in New Jersey against the Giants. But I know they've never won a game against the Giants in New Jersey. That ends tomorrow night. To your point, I do think the Chiefs offense has to figure some things out. Again, I think off of the line has to play better. Against that Giants front. That Giants front is legit.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We'll make some plays, but they also have shown the propensity to give up some plays as well. And I would not expect the same performance from that Giants offense 2 weeks in a row.
No.
And again, the Chiefs understand 0-2 is manageable, 0-3. Is almost a nail in the coffin. Only one team has started a season 0-3 and made the playoffs, and that was the 2018 Texans. The Chiefs do not want to be in that that number. I'm taking the Chiefs in New Jersey against the Giants by 7. I think it'll be mostly because of their defense, who, again, has played pretty solid football to start the season. But offensively, can they get on track? And I think it starts with getting – again, taking some of the heat off Patrick Mahomes with that run game. Kareem Hunt, I think, needs to be more involved in the run game. Nothing against Pacheco, but I watched some film last week of Pacheco. He's not hitting, not finding the holes. He's not being patient. He's trying to hit the big plays outside on a couple of those plays last week against Philly. I think they need to go with Kareem Hunt. I think he just provides a little more stability in their run game. Give him some more touches, and I think it bowls well. So I'm taking the Chiefs in New Jersey.
All right, Sean. Do we pick anything different yet?
No, but we got these key matchups, and we'll see what we do.
Let's do. We got key games of the week. Let's do it. I know one we might pick different though, because you know what I'm gonna pick at on that one. But I don't know. Let's see.
Let's see. Let's definitely see. This may end up being interesting, but let's see. First key matchup, LA Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. A rematch of the divisional round playoff game last year. Eagles are 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah. You know, this is the team that supposed to beat the Eagles last year. You know, the Rams had their number. So I think with Philly being at home, I think Philly is going to send a message this game. I think the game will be close, though. I should say I do have concerns, which we talked about during the pre-show that I was saying about the Eagles' offense. We can tune in on that on Monday. So if you guys watch it, tune in on Monday, or we're going to talk about it. I'm going to take the Eagles because the Eagles at home. Sean, I do think this game will be close. The Rams will make this a close game. I think the Eagles' defense will establish themselves and win this game. But my concerns that I have about the Eagles' offense it is concerning, Sean. I'm gonna wait till Monday, but I remember a lot of people got on me for something I said, Sean. I'm just saying, he might not be Sean. That's a different conversation for that day. I know everybody's going crazy, but I'm gonna take the Eagles in this. I think that the defense they will get them through. Then Jalen Hurts will do, and Saquon Barkley will do their job, get the ball in the end zone, run the ball in, touch, whatever they gotta do to touch, push their way in to score. I'm leaning more towards the Eagles because they are at home. That's the main thing. So, but I think I got the Eagles defense pushing them through and getting this dub.
Yeah, I will say this, and I hope this is the last time we talk about this. I'm a little tired of hearing about how the Rams could have beat the Eagles in the playoffs. The Rams were not winning that game. Let's cut that.
Thank you.
Right now. Stop it right now.
And then while we still talk about it, they lost. It don't matter.
Let's stop it. And if you watch the game they played in L.A. last week, last year in the regular season, the Eagles pure dominated them. Saquon Barkley ran through them like hot Indian food. Mm-hmm. So let's not even act like this. I understand the score and things, and yeah, the snow came in and the game got to be a little closer. Let's stop it. The Rams are not winning this game. The Eagles are going to win this game. Kevin Petullo, the Eagles offensive coordinator, he's under a microscope, obviously, because he took over from Kellen Moore, who, you know, helped, you know, the Eagles win the Super Bowl last year as the OC, now in New Orleans. Kevin Petullo is under incredible scrutiny. He's got to figure this out. This is his first time as a play caller. He's still trying to figure it out. I'm not ready to throw him out just yet, but with the Eagles fans, they are not happy with the way that offense particularly looked last week. In Kansas City, but this is a good chance to get right. That Rams defense is really good, but
yes,
they did show they can be had a little bit. Tennessee, Cam was able to make some plays. Cam Ward was able to make some plays against that offense or defense last week in Tennessee. I think the Eagles will find some things going, figure out some things. Again, balance. Saquon, Jalen, AJ, Devontae Smith. That's your balance. Figure it out. The offensive line is going to do their job, but we got to figure out some balance in that Eagles offense. I think we'll get it tomorrow. Eagles by 7 against the Rams.
Okay.
Next game, divisional matchup. Denver Broncos at the LA Chargers. The Chargers are 2.5-point favorites.
This game is going to be close. This game is going to be about – I honestly think, and it's not even me being biased as a Chargers fan, I think this might be the best game out the week when it comes to this. But this is the golden opportunity for the Chargers. Start the season 3-0, but not also to be 3-0. Be 3-0 in your division when you beat everybody in your division. That is a golden head start opportunity. So I think the Chargers need to come into this game like this is a must-win, which it is a must-win for me. The Broncos defense is always going to scare me at any point in time when it comes to my Chargers. But I think I'm happy to say the wide receivers are actually catching the ball. The offense looks better. Justin Herbert is looking outstanding. I ain't gonna grab the three letters yet, Sean, but one of those letters lighting up right now. I'm gonna just say the M is lighting up. I don't know about the VP. The VP, they still the lights not on for that. But if he stays on this course and how this team, how we look, we'll be fine. But also, I love how the Chargers, like every game it seems like they play, they try to control the game, control the tempo. They try to move everything at their own pace of the game, and that's how I like the Chargers doing this. I think the Chargers defense will make it hard for the Broncos offense, and we will come out with the win, but I'll be lying to you, Sean, if I said this Broncos defense didn't scare me, because the Broncos defense can win the game on their own. And you know I'm not going to pick against my Chargers. We're going to get this dub and be 3-0. Go ahead and pick him. I know you want to pick against him. I wouldn't be lying to you if I wasn't saying I'm scared of the Broncos. I'll be lying. Well, yeah,
the SoFi. Games at SoFi, I'm taking the Chargers. Now, again, I think this game is going to come down. I think this game is going to be a battle of defenses. I know people want to look at the offenses and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about these two teams, I think you have to start with their defenses. The Chargers defense has played really excellent football to start the season. And, again, you mentioned Justin Herbert. I believe, again, one of the things I'm looking for the Chargers from this game, can they get the running game going some? Conversely, Denver, I think this game is going to come down to Bo Nix. I don't think the Denver Broncos are going to run the football in this game. And if you're asking Bo Nix to have to open it up, I think that just does not end well. So I'm taking the Chargers at home. Again, I think it is going to be a competitive game. I think it's going to be one of the better games of the weekend, as you mentioned, SB. That's why it's a key matchup. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to take the Chargers at home by 3. Okay. Two more games left, and we have not picked a different game yet.
We took a different pick yet. So we got... We're going to have to pick different on both of these to make it interesting.
We'll see. Next game, Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. The Niners are 1.5-point favorites. Mac Jones starting his second game for Brock Purdy.
I'm going to let you go first on this. I kind of know who you're going to pick, and I'm trying to convince myself to pick against him. But I know where you're going.
This is a pick 'em game for me, SB. Mac Jones played really well in New Orleans last week, as I expected. And again, what we talk about with Kyle Shanahan, we talk about Kyle Shanahan's ability to develop a game plan, not just for who he's going up against, but also for the quarterback that's starting. We've seen him have success with multiple quarterbacks.
Yes.
Arizona's offense concerns me. The inconsistencies, Kyler Murray hasn't had a breakout game just yet.
No, he has not.
San Francisco's defense is young. They've shown, again, watching them last week, there's some opportunities against that defense because, again, they're young. They're still trying to figure some things out. I'm taking Arizona in this one. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Cardinals in this one. I said it at the beginning of the season when we did our NFL preview, the Cardinals were my sleeper team in the NFC. I like what they can do defensively. Again, last week they jumped out really early. Carolina, made it a game by throwing the football a lot. I think this week it's a little more balanced, but I'm going to take Arizona at home, or excuse me, on the road in San Francisco by 2. And they did beat the Niners last year in both games. Mm-hmm. But the Niners were beat up. The Niners are beat up now. So why would I go against and not take Arizona, who's a little more healthy, in San Francisco? So I'm going to take Arizona by 2.
And that's why I let you go first, because I kind of figured I was going to lean to Arizona. But for the 3 little picks of the week, I'm going to pick the 49ers. Now, 100% Sean Mac Jones look good against your Saints. But the problem was, it was against the Saints, who are trying to lose. I know fools go when I see one. You need to drop that goal. It's some type of material, and I guarantee you, it's a rock gonna come out. All that gold that looked like it's gonna disappear. This is definitely still a pick 'em game. It can still go either way. I'm gonna lean towards more the 49ers because they are at home. Even though they're banged up, the 49ers defense has to win this game. You brought up the fact that Kyler Murray and that offense have not had a splash of a game yet. You need to keep it that way. You at home, you with the 49ers, make them play 49ers type ball. Get out the Kyler Murray and make his job harder. Mac Jones, make his job easy. Run the ball. Make a couple of easy little pass play there. Don't try to get hype off of what he did against the Saints. Like I said, it's fool's gold. Keep his job simple. And I got the 49ers winning.
All right. Last game, key matchups, Monday Night Football, Detroit Lions at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are 4.5-point favorites.
I'm gonna let you pick. I'm gonna let you pick. Rick. I'm just gonna play devil's advocate to pick against you because we need. I wanted since it is Monday, so that means Monday during that time that game account. So I'm gonna pick against you. But I can before you say it, my first man was I'm gonna wait. Because I would tell you who I picked, but then I want to change your pick. Or would it change your pick if I tell you who I want to pick?
No.
I wanted to pick the Rams. But depending on who you pick, let's see.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens in this one. I'm taking the Ravens in this one. Yeah. No, it's I think Detroit obviously looked really good last week. They looked like the Lions the last year, particularly offensively, last week against Chicago. It's not going to be the same when they go to Baltimore on Monday night. Ravens, again, feel like they should probably be an undefeated football team right now. Obviously, last week, they played really well against Cleveland. Lamar, crazy as it sounds, is actually playing as well, if not better, than he did last season at this time to start the season. And I think it continues on Monday Night Football. DeAndre Hopkins, keep calling him washed, and he's going to show you he's not.
He looked nice.
Derrick Henry's got to hang on to the football, though. Two fumbles in two games, that's a concern.
Looking old.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's got to hang on to the football. I think the Ravens defense will play really, really well. Again, you talk about that Lions team. They're not going to play as badly as they played in week one offensively, where they needed a last second touchdown in the fourth quarter just to get to double digits. But I think Baltimore wins this game. I'm taking the Ravens at home on Monday Night Football by 6.
For all those reasons, I would have picked the Ravens. But we're going to go to Detroit. And what I would have said was that fool's gold 50 they put up on the Bears. But I'm going to take the Lions for the thrill of the pick of the week. But don't – just because I'm saying the Ravens, it's not going to be a landslide game. Because the Ravens defense, to me, it's been solid, but it has not – played up to par where I think they should be. This should be a shutdown type of defense. I still think they still need more improvements, more secondary-wise, more than anything. And then the offense side with the Baltimore Ravens, Derrick Henry is definitely starting to get concerned and age showing. He don't fumble the ball like that because at the end of the day, it's not like Derrick Henry is going to be a great receiving elusive back. His bread and butter is being a strong force that's going to hold the ball and knock down and get yards off that. So if he's doing that, I think Detroit needs to definitely attack that aspect. The Lions need to have this offense fast pace, attack the secondary, make big plays, get Sonic and Knuckles involved just so you can start doing a play action and start bombing things. I think if the Lions keep it as a high pace and not really a gritty game, I could definitely see the Lions coming out getting that dub. But if they make it a hard-nosed fall game, I definitely see Baltimore winning this game. But I'm going to take the Lions for the thrill of picks of the week.
All right. We are now, done with Sean, the picks of the week. You got your parlays?
Okay. My TD parlay that I got, parlay time with SB. Let me go look through the games real quick. I got DeCo Collins getting a touchdown this week. Keep him on your list. Also, I could possibly, against the Titans, Daniel Jones possibly running in for a touchdown. Mike Irvin should get a touchdown. Cooper Kupp is healthy, right? I'm trying to think. Cooper Kupp is healthy, right? Without Cooper Kupp, one of the Seattle wide receivers would definitely get you a TD. Saquon Barkley for sure is definitely going to score. And I got to throw a Chargers pick in there. Let me get Amari Hampton for a touchdown. I want to see an old Hampton touchdown this week. That'll be people that I really be watching at it for the parlay. Now we got to add one. Sean, fantasy picks with Sean. Sean, what you got for the fantasy? And I'm losing it right now, by the way.
No, it's fine. So got a couple fantasy picks for you. Some of them are going to be obvious. Some are going to be a little bit more under the table. But if you quarterback pick this week, take Dak Prescott. If you got Dak Prescott, This is a good week to start Dak Prescott. Bears are 32nd in pass off defense this season. No Jalen Johnson. Dak Prescott with the combination of, obviously, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens and Jake Ferguson should have a big week fantasy. And running back, Jordan Mason, running back for the Vikings. No Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is out. The Bengals give up the most PPR in the AFC against running backs. Jordan Mason is a good pick this week. Obviously, with them starting Carson Wentz as well, expect them to try to get the ground game going. So Jordan Mason is a good pick this week. At wide receiver, DJ Moore. DJ Moore. Again, he's not had big games yet this week. If there's a get-right game for DJ Moore this week, it is against the Cowboys and against that secondary, the safeties who just seem not to be safe. DJ Moore would be a good pick this week at wide receiver. At tight end, I know there's going to be some questions around this, but I'm just telling you to watch out for him. You know, watch out for him. Harold Fannin Jr., the tight end from the Cleveland Browns, they found some ways, some unique ways to get him the football. I think that continues against Green Bay's defense, even though, again, we know Green Bay's defense is really good. They're going to find some unique ways to get Harold Fannin Jr. the ball. So, Harold Fannin Jr., if you have him.
Harold Fannin, hold on, let me go. I'm looking up, I'm loading my fantasy, see if he's in free agency. Let me look at my fantasy, see if he's in free agency right now. I'm going to go ahead and add him to my team real quick. Sure. I mean, he's a tight end.
Yeah.
Harold Fannin.
Yeah. Harold Fannin. And fantasy defense, the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons. I don't know if they're available in many leagues. I know some people, you know, depending on the size of your league, they've probably already been picked up. But if they are available, they are a good value add this week going to Carolina against a struggling Carolina offense. Atlanta Falcons, great fantasy pick this week.
Yeah, I think so. I think somebody got them. I don't know. I can't find them, but. Yeah. I'm gonna look. I'm sure I got fancy picks. Look, as soon as you said, I'm like, hold on, let me add somebody to my team that's available. But yeah, that was fancy picks. This has been another episode of Picks of the Week. We definitely gonna come back and recap the picks of the week. Obviously, this has kind of been like a landslide. Where it's kind of like obviously who did a better pick to pick, but we got two games that's on the list. And obviously, Sean, it is 1-1 right now. It's 1-1. We're going to see how it goes for the rest of the season. But we can make sure you guys like, make sure you guys share, make sure you guys subscribe. And we will see you guys on the next one. Peace out.
Real takes over fake debates.